Netivot Shalom. We are doing the Netivot Shalom on Yom Kippur, and our topic is Itzumo Shel Yom Mekaper. The might of the day of Yom Kippur gives us atonement. The Rambam writes in the beginning of the laws of Tshuva, Itzumo Shel Yom Kippur Mekaper LaShavim. The awesomeness, the might of the day of Yom Kippur gives atonement to those who repent, to those who do Tshuva, as the verse says, Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, and this day Hashem will forgive you. The Talmud says, the Talmud tells us a frightening concept. It's very hard to understand. Rebbe holds, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who compiled the Mishnah, he holds that even if you did not do tshuva, Yom Kippur gives you atonement. The might of the day gives you forgiveness. What does that mean? The might of this day gives forgiveness. How could it be that according to Rebbe, a man sins, he has a blemish in his soul, how can his blemishes be fixed if he didn't do tshuva? What does that mean? We also have to understand, why are sins forgiven on Yom Kippur? Sha'arei Amruzal, our sages said, we have to know a rule. If people think Hashem is willing to forgo, so the Talmud says, then Hashem forgoes his life. Don't think Hashem gives away, gives freebies. It doesn't work that way. So what does that mean? So how come on Yom Kippur we merit such a thing? It seems as though Hashem does give a freebie. He's willing to let go. He's willing to forgive all our sins. And we need to explain even further. There was a Hasidish Rebbe from Chernobyl where he said, he said Yom Kippur atones for sins, for transgressions that tshuva wouldn't help them. Why would Yom Kippur help where tshuva doesn't work? We will say on Yom Kippur over and over again, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, and this day Hashem will forgive you, letaher etchem, to purify you. What is purity beyond forgiveness? V'yesh lever be'ekdem biur ha din knisat yom hakadosh. We have to understand what we're doing as we start the holy day of Yom Kippur. And we begin and we say, forgive the Jewish people as you've carried them till here. And some of the commentaries say that the words till here refer to certain sins. It says, with regard to prohibited women, here are the prohibited women. The term here, heina, indicates, so ordinarily, a sin like that, a person's gone with someone prohibited, it's not so simple to attain forgiveness. But on Yom Kippur, we say, Yom Kippur propels a person forward. We say nishmat, and we say, ad heina azarun rachamecha. Your mercy has helped us till here. That's an indication that Hashem's mercy helps us to even overcome sins like that, that's very difficult to overcome. So this goes back to the idea that when the Jews left Egypt, Hashem uplifted them. We were sunk, we were down below, and Hashem pulled us up. And sometimes a person finds himself among wild animals, scorpions, snakes, and he doesn't see a way out. Because if he overcomes the snake, he's got the scorpion. He overcomes the scorpion, he's got the bear. He overcomes the bear, he's got the lion. So the only way out is if a helicopter shows up and whisks him up. But if he tries to get through, he might overcome a few. He won't overcome all of them. But if he can be whisked up above where they can reach, then he can be saved. And that's the idea that when Hashem took us out of Egypt, it says Hashem lifted us like on eagle's wings and took us out of Egypt. The idea was that Hashem uplifted us above all those things that were pulling us down. Egypt was the capital of illicit relationship, promiscuity, women sleeping with women, men sleeping with men, men exchanging wives. Every immoral activity you could imagine was going on in Egypt. So how are we going to get out of all that? We were living that. That was the norm all around us. Ah, Hashem came and whisked us up. Imagine the helicopter lifting up. And that's the idea that Yom Kippur, the might of the day, can uplift a person. That Hashem takes a person as though He takes him out of this world. Now we can become like angels. I'm not the person who was here yesterday. I'm not the person who's going to be here tomorrow. I have a day where I'm whisked up and suddenly nothing affects me. I'm not dealing with all the mundane. I'm not taking a shower on Yom Kippur. I'm not worried about cologne. I'm not worried about washing out my mouth or drinking or eating or wearing shoes. I'm worried about one thing. I'm connecting to Hashem. I'm a different person. And so when a person is whisked up, suddenly he can cleanse himself of so much more. So how do you do that? And that's where we're going to have to pick up Bezrat Hashem on Thursday.